1 minute. Until showtime.
Thank you. Oh, Give myself away. Give myself away from and you. Give myself away. Give myself away from you. I
Oh, Father, we thank you and praise you this morning for healing, O God. We thank you and praise you, O God, for deliverance. Thank you for keeping us through the night and bringing us into this new day. this day that we have never seen before, and surely, O God, we will never ever see this day again. We thank you, Lord, and we bless your holy name. Father, there is no one like you in heaven, on the earth, or under the earth. You are the only true and living God, and we praise you and magnify your name. We ask, O God, that you forgive us of our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lord, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Holy Spirit, we welcome you now. We welcome you now to come into our presence. Come into this service, O God, and have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. Yesterday we had some problems with this Blog Talk radio system, and this morning God still has some problems. Finally, we are able to get in here and hear, but they haven't been able to download the audio, or so they say. You know, Blog Talk radio from time to time goes into the sleeping mode where nothing is working properly. But so we are going to somewhat go over what we did yesterday, some of what we did yesterday on today. So bear with us as we talk about the persecution of the people of God is raging. The persecution of the people of God is raging. Hallelujah. People are getting beat down in the street because they are Christians, because they declare that Jesus Christ is Lord, because they honor what the Savior has done for us on the cross and is still doing for us. Hallelujah, because he is faithful. He said he will never leave us or forsake us. He'll be with us even until the end, even until the day of Jesus Christ's return. He'll be with us. He promised us that. So today we want to talk to you about what's going on, what's happening to us. Why are we persecuted so much? All of these different religions can do anything and say anything. But the moment that a Christian, a believer in Jesus Christ, opened their mouth to testify, to glorify, to magnify, to honor Christ Jesus as Lord, there's all type of backlash. If we say something, if we walk, if we talk, if we don't even say anything, they still come against us because of who we are and whose we are. When you begin to serve the Lord Jesus with all that's within you, all that you have, your money, your breath, your life, everything, people are going to come against you because you're not compromising. You're not compromising your faith. Here in the book of Psalms 119, verse 84 and a couple more verses, he says, how many are the days of your servant which he must endure? When will you judge those who persecute, who pursue and persecute me? How many are the days of your servant? How many? The psalmist says, Lord, he is calling out to the Lord. Hallelujah. Because he don't know how many days he has. But he's being persecuted because he is a servant of the Most High. When will you judge those who pursue and persecute me? God, when will you revenge me? When will you avenge for me? When will you stand up and fight against the wicked that persecute your children? In Revelation chapter 6 and 10, and they cried with a loud voice, saying, how long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth. The saints cries out to the Most High. To the Most High. Give him how long? Letting them know that he is true, holy and true. The Lord will avenge the blood of the saints. Believe. He says, the godless and arrogant have dug pitfalls for me. Men who do not conform to your law. All your commandments are faithful and true. The godless pursue and persecute me with falsehood. Help me, Lord. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not your precepts. According to your steadfast love, give life to me. Then I will keep the testimonies of your mouth. Hearing, receiving, loving, and obeying. Even though we are being persecuted, we have to continue to reverence the Lord, to give him praise, give him honor. In Job chapter 19, let's go back and put this on the site, because yesterday they messed up so bad. Job has been tried and tested for his faithfulness to God. Even his friends, even his family members, even his wife, children, they came against him. His closest friends persecute him. Hear Job's sixth speech in response to Bildad. Then Job spoke again. How long will you torture me? How long will you try and crush me with your words? You have already insulted me 10 times. You should be ashamed of treating me so badly. Job is talking to his friends, his so-called friends. You have some friends that are, yes, they are so-called. All they do is persecute you. All they do is talk about you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Here, Job began to release a cry unto the Lord. When we are going through, there's no one else to cry out to but God. He says, you have already insulted me 10 times. You should be ashamed of treating me so badly. Even if I have sinned, that is my concern, not yours. You think you are better than I am, using my humiliation as evidence of my sin. But it is God who has wronged me, capturing me in his net. See, all that he's going through is because of God. God chastising him. And the people see the chastisement upon Job, and they begin to persecute him even the more. See, some took folk instead of them would let me see what this young man here want. Hello, Dora. Hello. Darren. I cried out, verses 7 of Job chapter 19. He said, I cried out, help, but no one answered me. I protest, but there is no justice. God has blocked my way so I cannot move. He has plunged my path into darkness. God is constantly, releasing a word for us, his people, that we might hear and receive. God wants us to know that he is on our side. He's fighting a battle for us that we cannot fight for ourselves. Do you hear me today? This is what God is doing for us. Glory to God. If you would just trust him, believe in him, and depend on him, he will answer you. God has blocked my way so I cannot move. He has plunged my path in darkness. Hear what Job is saying. He has stripped me of my honor and removed the crown from my head. See, God will take you down. When God is chastising you, he's not killing you. He chastises you, trying to get you on the path of righteousness, of holiness. The things that are holding you in bondage, the things that are blocking us, God will chastise us so we can get out from under the rut. Get out of the rut. Do you understand what I'm saying? Listen, he removed the crown from his head. Stripped him. He says, he has demolished me on every side. I am finished. He has uprooted my hope like a fallen tree. You ever see a tree that is fallen and the roots are on top of the earth now? The leaves still want to give life to the trunk. They want to give life, but the roots that really I pull the nourishment from the ground is on top of the ground now. There's no hope for this unless the owner of the land comes and have people dig a fresh hole and pull the tree up with a backhoe or some lift and put it back in, submerge it back into the earth. You understand what I'm saying? You'll feel like a tree that is uprooted from the earth. There's no life. He's fighting for life. His fury burns against me. He counts me as an enemy. Do you know you can get so far gone on the deep side of darkness that God will look at you as an enemy? He don't hear you, but he look at you as an enemy because God cannot hear. You know, he just removed his hand from off of you. Take the crown that he placed upon your head from you because you are almost dead. Here, Job continued to speak. He said his troops advanced. They built up rows. They camped all around my tent. My relatives stayed far away, and my friends have turned against me. Everybody, even God. Job feel like he is in the world alone. See, when persecution is coming at you, this is the way you feel. You feel as though God has turned his back on you. Your family has turned, even your relatives and your closest friends, you feel like you are all alone. This is what we're talking about. You know, some family members don't want to be with their Christian brother or sister because they see that we are in a time of persecution and they're distancing themselves from us. They say, I don't want to be close to the Christian because if something goes down, if something pop up, they're going to take me out because they're going to think that I am a Christian too. Well, my Bible says to be absent from the Lord is to be present with the Lord. To be absent from the world is to be present with the Lord. So why are you scared? Don't be afraid. We should be excited that we get to be with him. Because staying here, waiting around here, it's all persecution. You have to deal with family members, friends and co-workers, neighborhood, the neighbors, and all this stuff you have to deal with that are coming against you because of who you are. They tell you you think you're all that, You think that you're better than me. You're not thinking. You're just trying to live different. You're just living different, not trained. You're living different because you're living for the Lord. You're no longer living like you used to live. You're not living according to the dictates of the world. So the people now are coming against you. You know, the people with the worldly mindset are coming against us because we have made a decision to live for the Lord. My friend, I stand in agreement with you this morning that you must continue on the path of righteousness. Don't give up and don't give in. Job said, hallelujah, my servants and my maids, listen, my servants and my maids consider me a stranger. I am like a foreigner to them. When I call my servant, he doesn't come. I have to plead with him. My breath is repulsive to my wife. I am rejected by my own family. You understand when persecution comes? It comes like fire. It burns you even into the crevices of your heart when persecution comes upon your life. When they begin to persecute you, you can't go to the store. You can't go to the gas station. Hallelujah. You actually dying in your home because you become afraid that if you go, they're going to do something to you because of who you are and who you are. Jesus, here in this book here, Job began to speak. He said, I have been reduced to skin and bones. Not getting anything to eat. Who is talking to him? He said, my close friends detest me. Those I love have turned against me. I have been reduced to skin and bones. I have escaped death by the skin of my teeth. Have mercy on me, my friends. Have mercy. For the hand of God has struck me. He says, must you also persecute me like God does? Haven't you chewed me up enough? Job asks, must you also persecute me like God does? In other words, can't you see that it's God that's chastening me? He said, haven't you chewed me up enough? Oh, that my words could be recorded. Oh, that they could be inscribed on a monument, carved with an iron chisel, and filled with lead, engraved forever in the rock. Job wanted his persecution to be written down in history. He wanted people to know after that he's gone that he has stood the test, the trials, all the trials, all the tests that he had to go through faced by the hand of God, that he have never faltered. He have never given up. He had never turned and cursed God. Even though God was chastening him. Hallelujah. God allowed Satan to do so much to Job that if it was one of us, we probably would have said some things out of our mouth that we wouldn't want to utter. But Job, he bared all the chastening. God allowed him to go. He said, but as for me, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he will stand upon the earth at last. And afterward, in my body, I will see God. Job have this hope inside of him. It's like fire. Job believed that even he go through all that he goes through, the testing and trial, that God would allow him to see. He has this hope that after all that he has lost. No. In here, he says, I will see him for myself. Yes, I will see him with my own eyes. I am overwhelmed. Lord, I am so overwhelmed. I'm excited that all that I